this week at what the Bible calls the curse of the law. And we've established yesterday that there is no curse in your spirit because the word says all things have become new. There's no generational curse on you. And there is this accusation on our hearts sometimes that there's demonic activity, some kind of a curse hanging over us in some way or another. And the only place for a born-again believer where the devil can have influence on you is on your soul realm, in your emotions and in your thoughts. And so there it's easy to control because you have control over your soul, your mind, will, your emotions. And you can choose what you believe. So the thing is just there's wrong beliefs. And one of the symptoms of knowing that there's these wrong beliefs, one of them would be this: you would feel like you have no purpose on earth. And a lot of people have been trained by human effort to always aim for that elusive purpose that they're going to reach one day. And the problem with that is you're always looking in the natural. So you're asking yourself, should I be a farmer? Should I be a doctor? Should I be a pharmacist? Should I be a teacher? Should I be a, what should I do? So you're looking in the natural to find an answer that is actually coming from your spirit. The reason why you're on earth is not because of the natural thing you do, it's because of the spiritual purpose that God has for your life. Let's look at our calling in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9. It says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You see, that's your first and foremost calling, fellowship with Jesus. And then when you have fellowship with Jesus, you'll find these spiritual gifts. Like you'll find that you're an encourager, you're a giver, you're a business person, whatever. And then God will give you a place to go and live that out. That's where your secondary purpose, being a farmer, a teacher, or whatever, might come in. Because there's an environment that that spiritual gift will be used in. But because we haven't found our natural purpose, we feel like we haven't done enough, and then we feel bad about ourselves. And we've got to let those things go and just come back to our primary purpose, fellowship with Jesus, our Lord. Let's look at Philippians 3 here in verse 8 to 9. It says, yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I might gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. We can see here that it says that righteousness that comes from the law is what led him to all these things that he had to count as a loss, that he had to throw away. And Paul wants us to know here that only by righteousness, by understanding who you are in Christ and having fellowship with Jesus on that level, will you be led to understanding your true purpose and what you are supposed to do. So that curse of the law is really the curse of human doing. It's the curse of asking, it's declaring that I have no purpose because I'm not doing the right thing. No, you have purpose because of your fellowship with Jesus Christ, your Lord. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.